Blog Talk Radio.
Right in the sight of the Yahweh, that Yahweh.
They observe
to hear all these words. And the whole effort. He said, hear all these words. Now, Brother Peter got a little statement concerning these words. Let's see if we can pull that out. In the book of St. Jude, buddy. Let's see what Peter said concerning these words. And take your six. Verse 63. Mother E and Brother C were up. St. John 6, 63 and 68. The book of St. John 6, 63 and 68. Mother E and Brother C were up. What do you got to say concerning these words?
Look at St. John chapter 6, verse 63 and verse 68.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 63. Mm-hmm. It is the spirit that quickens.
It is the spirit that quickeneth and bleeds.
The flesh profiteth not.
Hey!
The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life.
You say it's the spirit that quickeneth, right? The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Hold that point before we get to that 68. Mother be Israel, according to Psalm 119, that David had a statement concerning these words, Mother Z. And let's see what I put. We just read what Peter said, right? How did David put it in Psalm chapter 119, verse number 49 and 50, Mother Z? Let's see how David had it written for our admonition. Psalm 119, 49 and 50, Mother Z is well to see you running.
Psalm 119,
mm-hmm. verse 49
and
50. Yes, ma'am. Psalm 119, 49 and 50. How did he have it written for our admonition, Mother Z? Psalm 119, 49 and 50.
Psalm 119, verse 49 and 50.
Yes, ma'am.
Psalm 119, verse 49.
What did it say, Mother Z?
Verse 49.
Yes, ma'am.
Remember the word unto thy servant.
Remember the word unto your servant. Go ahead.
Upon which thou hast caused me to hope.
He said, now remember the word unto your servant. Upon which thou hast caused me to hope. Verse number 50. What did he say?
Verse 50.
Mm-hmm.
This is my comfort in my affliction.
What is my comfort? For what?
The word.
For thy word.
For thy word have quickened me.
Thy word brought me back to life, right? And we found out in Matthew chapter 19, 16, 19, if you want life, you gotta keep the Torah instructions of Yahweh. St. John 6, 68. What did Peter say? Mother E. What did Peter say?
The book of St. John, chapter 6, verse 68.
What did he say?
Verse 68.
Mm-hmm.
Then Simon Peter answered him, Yahweh.
Yahweh.
To whom shall we go?
To whom shall we go? Why?
Thou hast the word of eternal life.
So you say you got the words of eternal life, right? The book of 1 Timothy, who was reading that? Sister Judith Israel. Pick it back up at verse number 9. Let's read it all one more time. 9 through 12. 1 Timothy 2.
Chapter 2, verse 9. In mm-hmm. the like manner also, that women adorn themselves in modest apparel.
So women that adorn themselves in modest apparel.
With shamefacedness.
No, that's a big word, yeah. It said with shamefacedness. Now, who want to look that up? Who will give a definition concerning that word? Shamefacedness. We got to know these things, right?
Right.
Brother Titus Israel.
Yes, sir.
Read that one, Psalm 110, 111, verse 10, right quick. Psalm 111, verse 10.
Psalm 111, verse 10 reads.
What did it read?
The fear of Yahweh. At the beginning of wisdom,
good aim,
a good understanding, have all day that do his Torah instruction.
So we want understanding we want. We want a good understanding, right?
Good
understanding. And the only way we're going to get good understanding if we do the Torah instructions, right?
Hallelujah.
So what do that word, same faith, what do that mean? What do that word, same faith, mean? Who got a definition on that? Who got that definition?
Same faith?
Yes, sir.
Okay, showing modesty, fasting.
So you can't be always out front. Sometimes you gotta bag, you gotta be able to bag up and get in the shadow. Is that what he's saying? I mean, I ain't saying your process. That's what the word same faith means. Let's look at Proverbs chapter 17. Brother Makai Israel of Leroy. The son of Proverbs 17. Some wise counsel come out of Proverbs by the mouth of Solomon, the wisest man that ever lived, right? And let's pick it up at verse 23 through 28. Let's read a little bit of this. Proverbs 17, 23 through 28. Brother Makai Israel, young lion. From the tribe of Yahshua Judah.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 17, verse 23 down to 28.
Yes, sir.
23 reads.
What do you mean?
A wicked man take a gift out of the book to pervert the ways of justice.
So he said a wicked man will take the gift out of the book, right? To pervert the ways of justice. And we know a whole lot of folks that took the gift, right? In other words, they took the bag. Verse 24, what are we working with here?
24.
Yes, sir.
Wisdom is before him that hath understanding.
Go ahead.
But the eyes of a fool are in the ends of the earth.
He's like, but the eyes of a fool. They're trying to show how much they got going on, right? Mm-hmm. At the ends of the world, earth. Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
Verse 25, come on.
25, read.
What it read?
A foolish son is a grief to his father.
So he's saying a foolish son, foolish daughter, can make you go home and cry to your Yahweh, right? Go ahead, read out.
And bitterness to her that bear him.
And even mama is crying. Verse 26, come on.
26.
Yes, sir.
Also, to punish the just is not good.
He said, now to punish the just. That's not a good thing to do.
That's right. Nor to strike princes for equity.
Nor to strike princes for equity.
I got your picture on that.
Hallelujah, boy.
Now, you read the copy reading. What it reads is Zechariah 4, verse 6. Zechariah 4, verse 6. Need a preacher up on that.
Zechariah.
We live on Facebook, Rock, and all over Philadelphia.
Facebook,
Instagram,
blog talk.
Hallelujah.
Always packing
power talk. Hallelujah. We live
everywhere. So the bottom line is, if you get yourself caught up,
what's
happening,
Paul, verse 6, our title.
Bring that thing more from the command. So, chapter 4, verse 6, read. What? But if he curse you, independent of his soul, his prayer should be heard of him that made him.
Yeah. So if anointed leadership curse you, in the theater of their soul, behind your wickedness, what will happen?
It should be heard.
His prayer should be heard of him that made him.
So what's your only way out of verse 7? Your only way out is what?
Verse 7 reads,
what?
Get yourself the love of the congregation of Yahweh, bow your head to a great man.
That's your only outcome
if you're
not your
idol. Hallelujah, boy.
Hallelujah,
boy. Hallelujah, boy. And speaking about that verse 27, 28, Brother Makai, what did Yahweh by the mouth of Solomon have to say?
Okay, going back to Proverbs chapter 17, verse 27 and verse 28.
Yes, sir.
27. He that hath knowledge spare his word.
Now he said, he or she or have knowledge. They do what?
Spare his word.
So they ain't got much to say. Sister Yahuwah. The book of Second Timothy, Sister Judith. Let's see if we can finish that out.
Let me get a preacher on that.
Hallelujah.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 17, verse 27 and verse 28.
Go ahead.
27.
Go ahead.
He that hath knowledge spareth his word.
Uh-huh.
And a man of understanding is of an accident spirit.
And now, let's get a case in point. Type of a man of understanding. He got a kind of spirit.
Excellent.
So they have a spirit, right?
Yes, sir.
Number three. Now we got to get a case in point. We got to paint the picture of someone for y'all to be clear what to look for when the elders in the field not around. They got to have a kind of spirit. Case in point, but right, Daniel 6, verse 3.
Daniel 6, verse 2 and 3. Daniel chapter 6, verse 2 and 3. Daniel chapter 6, verse 2. And over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give account unto them, and the king shall have no debt.
You got no doubt. Why?
Verse 3 reads, in this day was preferred above the president and prince.
Why?
Because an excellent spirit was with him.
Whoa, get it.
Excellent spirit.
Hallelujah. I don't care how much book you know. You got to have what?
Excellent spirit.
Got to be in you.
Hallelujah.
Not a bad guy murmuring and complaining spirit. You got to have what kind of spirit?
Hallelujah. 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 2 Timothy 2. We found out that this word shame facing it. And give us that definition again. Who brought that definition out? That word shame facing it.
Can I add something to that shame facing definition?
Come on with it, Brother Makai Israel C. Roy, Young Lion.
Okay, I got something called, reading out of the Compact Bible Dictionary.
Yes, sir.
Shame, or shame facing.
Mm-hmm.
Shame is a feeling falling down by a sense of guilt. Improperly or disillusionment through false confidence. Shame facing, that was it, really.
All right, now. Mm-hmm. So the bottom line is, to be shame facing, meaning that you got to, not always be on the jibber jab.
Up front, point the thing.
Hallelujah. What?
Hallelujah.
You gotta be able to bag back in.
Bag back.
Let's look at that 1 Timothy 2. I'm almost out of here. I'm getting ready to let the lions loose up in there.
Hallelujah.
The young lions. You know what Yahweh say about a young lion now?
Hallelujah.
Let's see if I can read that in the book of Hosea right quick. What's going to happen with these young lions? Let me see if I can read that. In the book of Hosea. I mean, if I can find me some Hosea, maybe I can lay my eyes on it, right?
The world is listening to this. This is my account.
Let's see. Before we go there, let's look at Proverbs 30:30 right quick. Young lion, Brother Titus, Israel of C.E. Roy. Let's peep at that Proverbs 30:30. It's 30:29, I believe I'm looking for. 30:29, is that the one I'm looking for? 30:30, is that the one?
Yes, sir.
All right, then. 30:30 it is.
Book of Proverbs, chapter 30, verse 30.
Yes, sir.
A lion, which is strongest among beasts, and turneth not away for any.
A lion, which is strongest among beasts, right? He turned out of weight.
Well, it.
Now, who will pull out that Hosea about that lion
coming?
Mm-hmm.
And as a young lion to the prophecy of Yada do.
What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do?
I will tear and go away. I will take away and none shall rescue him.
Until what? Until what? 15.
I will go and return to my place till they acknowledge their offense and seek my face. In their affliction, they will seek me first.
So they got to be a James 5:16
James 5:16 read. Confess your faults one to another. Pray one for another. That you may be healed.
You may be what?
That you may be healed.
From your wickedness.
Right. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
You see that? The only way you'll be here, you got to come clean by being wickedness, and then get the love of the congregation. Then Yahweh will hear you and bring you the rain.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be all over the place.
All right, now. So we got them young lions in the bullpen, stay in the bullpen warming up. The book of 1 Timothy 2. To the Jew of Israel, see you right.
1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 9. In the manner also that women adorn themselves in modest apparel.
So he said, like that. Also, the women adorn themselves in modest apparel. Go ahead.
With
shamefacedness,
which means bashful, and sobering.
Sobriety.
They gotta have a level mind, right?
You gotta be level in the head, right?
Not with
right hair
or gold or pearls or coffee or
a
ring.
It ain't your thing to be always noticed.
Right.
And I'm gonna put on all this good stuff so they can, you know, that's why they put on the real tight and the shout.
Right.
They wanna be noticed.
I
need some eyes on me. First number 10, come on. Let your say it like it is.
But with becoming women professing
Yahwahliness
with good
works. So we found out that good works is we got to be doers of Yahwah's Torah service, right? Now let's see in verse number 11 what he said.
Verse 11, let the woman learn in silence.
No. He say what?
Let the woman learn in silence with all subjection.
And I just said, but I'm going to read it.
Right.
He said, let the woman learn in silence all subjection. Verse number 12, whatever it says.
But I suffer not a woman to teach.
Go ahead.
Nor to
usurp
authority over the man, but to be in silence.
So that is the instruction that Yahweh gave for the woman, right? Let me get 1 Corinthians 14.
And remember one thing, Galatians 1:16, I'll read that verse, right? This man did not just come up with his own thing. He's going to tell the Galatians where he's coming from in 1:16. 1:14-16. He's going to make a claim that he just not puffed up on what he's saying.
Hallelujah.
1:14-16. Verse Titus, bring it.
The book of Galatians, chapter 1. Verses 14-16, Galatians chapter 1, verse 14 reads, and profited, and Yada Judah, religion above many, and my equals in my own nation, being more exceedingly jealous of the traditions of my father.
Right, he's not
traditional with father. That's right. Verse 15, but when it pleased Yahweh who separated me from my mother's womb.
Oh, so he was separated from his mother's womb.
Yes.
Well,
and called me by his mercy.
By his mercy.
Yes.
Verse 16 reads, to reveal his son in me.
So the reason he take it is Paul was to reveal Yahweh's son in him.
Yes. That's right.
In him. So when Paul was speaking, he was reincarnation of Yahweh's son in the man.
That's right. Okay. All right. That I might teach him among the heathen.
The heathen, right. All the nations of Israel. So Paul was telling you how you're supposed to operate. That's because he was reincarnated in the mind by Yahweh the Son to tell the children of Israel what he wants and what he don't want. What he wants is order. He wants some type. He wants some 2 Corinthians 11, 3 down to verse 9. Play with man, Paul said, my title.
All right, 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
Verse 11, 3 down to verse 9. Play with man, boy. Good place. Because we live on Instagram. We live on Pathtalk. We live on Facebook. So put the man, boy, some faith on him on
his right here. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Verse 3 to 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. But I will have you to know that the head of every man is Yahweh the Son. And the head of the woman is the man. And the head of Yahweh the Son is Yahweh the Father. Verse 4. Every man prayed or prophesied, having his head covered, dishonoreth his head.
Mm.
Verse 5 reads. For every woman that prayed or prophesied with her head uncovered, dishonoreth her head. But that is even all one as if she were shaven. Verse 6 reads, if the woman be not covered, let her also be shorn. But if it be a shame for a woman to be shorn or shaven, let her be covered. Verse 7, for a man indeed are not to cover his head, for as much as he is the image and the greatness of Yahweh. But the woman is the greatness of the man. Verse 8, for the man is not of the woman, but the woman of the man. Verse 9 reads, neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man.
Back on Zion.
Hallelujah. What? That was 1 Corinthians 11, verse 1 through 9. That's why laying down the way he established things, right?
Out of the mouth of Paul, he was raised to continue Yahweh's word.
Hallelujah.
What he want to see.
That's right. Look at that, 1 Corinthians 14. Sister Amy and Phoebe are seeing right. Let's look at that 33 through 40. 1 Corinthians 14, 33 through 40. We found out that the woman has to be in subjection. She has to be silent. 1 Corinthians 14, 33 through 40.
For it is not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded.
obedient and said the Torah instruction.
Where is the head at?
Hallelujah. What's
that? 3:16. Where is the head at in Genesis? Where is the head at? Take the picture, 3:16.
Go to the book of Genesis, chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3, verse 16. Genesis chapter 3, verse 16. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. In sorrow she shall bring forth children.
Yep.
And your desire should be of your husband.
So what are your desire for me?
To your husband.
And what you supposed to be saying, brother Micaiah 1:16-17? How your mouth will be speaking? Ruth 1:16-17. This is how your mouth will be talking. 1:16-17 of Ruth. This is when you know when you're working with something. This is when you know when you got something to work with. 1:16-17. This will come out the mouth. But the root.
Chapter 1.
It'll come out their mouth. That's when you know you're working with something. 1:16.
Chapter 1, verse 16 and verse 17.
Okay.
Verse 16 reads.
What?
And Ruth said,
what?
Entreat me not to leave you, but to return from following after you.
But do what?
For rather you go, I will go.
No. Back up.
And Ruth said,
what?
Entreat me not to leave you. Or to return from following after
you. What?
To return
from what? Or to... Following you. Following you. The woman's job is to follow this man. Follow this man. Back to our hill.
Hallelujah. Let's look at that 1 Corinthians. Let's say it's 14. 34 to 36 and 40. 1 Corinthians 14, 34 to 36 and 40. We find out that that's why it's not out of confusion. As in all the churches of the saints, right? Verse 34, come on. 1 Corinthians 14, 34. 1 Corinthians 14, 34 to 36, and verse number 4.
About it, right? They lost all kind of
around wicked Jason.
You see that?
They didn't even want to perform their duty. That's right. But, you know.
But despise the temple.
But they did what?
Despise the temple.
Go ahead.
Neglect the shed. Sacrifice.
Neglect the sacrifice, go ahead.
Hasten.
Neglect the sacrifice. Hasten it to be what?
Hasten to be partaken of the unlawful.
Allowed. The place?
In the place of exercise.
So they got to look and see the grass was greener on the other side, right? They got to, they question the things of Yahweh. They started to love the fashions of the Greeks. Back, right? Go ahead, read up.
After the game are Darius.
After what?
The game are Darius.
After the game are discus.
Discus.
Call them forth. Now you know they love to go to the Super Bowl and the NBA Finals, and they pay $3,000-$4,000 just to get a seat next to the E-Star.
Yeah.
Verse 15, come on.
Not sitting by the honor of their father.
Now, I think Brother Mattia got on this thing last night. We got to prepare ourselves for the search of our fathers, right?
Right.
So
go ahead.
In the land of their enemies.
In the land of your enemies. Go ahead.
Yeah. would lead them away captive.
So the one that had you up under the whip, that ain't your friend, right?
That's right.
That's your enemy.
And you got to return. How you got to return that bus right there? Baruch 428.
Hallelujah.
How you got to return? Let me can read.
Going to the Baruch?
Now, once you found out you in hell, how you got the road according to Baruch 428?
Hallelujah. What?
Baruch 428. You're going to book of Baruch, chapter 4, verse 28. Read. For as it was your mind going straight from Yahuwah, so be it turned. Be it returned. Teach him 10 times more.
I mean, you got the first one in class, the last one in class, leave. And you got his ball cast. You the first one in, the last one leave. That's a sign of you on the right track, not the IL. That word. So we're going to do it now. We're going to kick it off with some
Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Sister Amen. You see it out with Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
Chapter 12,
verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say. And we at BOTTY, we believe that. We believe that that very same hour the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. So we're going to pick it up at talk a little bit more about this Hebrew, but also about our people, and we're going to break a little bit down about that Hebrew in our language. So we're going to go into, kick it off with something that the elder had brought forth yesterday out of the book of Genesis chapter 40, verse 15. This is Judith. She bring this Genesis chapter 40, verse 15. We're going to put that on the table.
Genesis chapter 40, verse 15 reads, "For indeed I was stolen away out of the land of the Hebrews.
Uh-huh.
And here also have I done nothing that they should put me into the dungeon."
Okay, so we come to find out that here we have encounter with Joseph. Yeah. I
just
know that he said he was stolen out of the land of the Hebrews. Yeah, right. But he said he's stolen out of the land of Hebrews. Before we go any further, we want to get a case in point about this word Hebrew. We're going to throw that back on the table because we want to make sure we let the national audience know about this man Hebrew. We're talking to Israel. Let's find out about this name Hebrew. We're trying to find out and I hope no practice. So we're going to cut right to the case. And we're going to get right to it about this name Hebrew. So Brother Pike.
Yes, sir.
He pulled it up about this name Hebrew and read to the church of Israel about this name Hebrew. But before you read that word, Mother E, can you turn, can you go to Proverbs? We're going to pick it up in chapter 28, pick it up in verse 37.
Proverbs 28, 37.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, we're going to Deuteronomy chapter 28, and we want verse 37. We want to make sure that Israel know about this name Hebrew. You know, everybody, the children of Israel use this name so loosely. We Hebrew Israelites. We tag it onto it as a nationality, but we need to be verified and clear about where this word comes from. So, Mother, what you read right there in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 37?
There came one that had a cake and told Abraham,
and Hebrew.
Abram.
This is chapter 4. This is chapter 14, verse 13. There came one that had escaped and told Abram, the Hebrew.
All right, now. So now we got a case there. They call, they say our father was named Hebrew.
Yeah,
you better read this and use that same title, but what we want to do is we want to make sure that we run that word all the way down.
Right.
And find out the real definition of that word, Hebrew. Let's put another, let's put something else on the tape about this, word Hebrew. Because I want to make sure that we don't leave nobody out, right?
Right.
So let's go over there to Mother C. Can you read me the book of Exodus? And give me chapter 1, give me verse 19. Yeah, we're going to Exodus chapter 1, verse 19. We want to make sure that we get this word down for the national audience, for the children of Israel, about this word, Hebrew. Change on the right side of it. I want to take this for this national audience. So they can be clear about what Yahweh is saying.
All right, the book of Exodus chapter 11, verse 6.
Verse 7.
Exodus chapter 11, verse 7. Exodus chapter 11, verse 7 reads, but against any of the children of Israel. Exodus chapter 11, verse 6. And there should be a great cry.
A great cry.
Throughout all the land of Egypt.
Yes.
Just as there was none like it.
Great cry.
Nor should be like it anymore. Verse 7. But against any of the children of Israel.
Any of the children of Israel.
Should not a dog.
What did he say?
Should not a dog move his tongue.
Okay.
Against the man or a beast. That you may know.
What?
How that Yahweh do put a difference.
He put a what?
Do put a difference.
Between who?
Between the Egyptians, the Midianites, and Israel.
So we call him a dog, then?
Dog.
Who we call him a dog?
Egyptians.
Thank you, Mother B.F. Israel. Excellent. So now, as the prophet of time went on, Brother Titus, we go on to the 15th chapter, 3, verse 21. Let's see if anything changed on the right side of the book, Matthew 15, 21.
Hallelujah.
Let's see if anything, this terminology changed at all that we can read. 15, 21, down to verse 26 of Matthew.
Matthew, chapter 15, verse 21 to 26.
What does it say?
Matthew chapter 15, verse 21, read.
What do you read?
Then y'all by the sun with this, and departed in the coast of Tyre and Sidon.
All right, these are all Hamitic. These are all Hamitic right now.
Yes,
right.
They're in the land of Israel.
Verse 22. And behold, a woman of Canaan.
A woman of Canaan, that's one of the sons of Genesis 10:6. Read that one. Be up Israel, Genesis 10:6. Who's Canaan? Who is one of the sons? Who's our father? Who's our father? We can read 10 verse 6.
Genesis chapter 10, verse 6. And the sons of Ham.
Sons of Ham.
Cush. And Mizraim.
Mizraim.
And Put.
And Put.
And Cain.
So this is the daughter of the Hamitic people, right?
That's
right. He reads 22.
Okay, I'm going to have verse 22. Came out of the same coast.
What?
And cried unto him.
And cried unto him.
Saying. Have mercy on me.
Have mercy on me.
O Yahweh.
What you call him?
O Yahweh.
Hey.
Son of David.
What you call him?
You son of David.
Uh-huh.
My daughter is really vexed with a devil.
Now, she knew something. I mean, she knew something. Mm-hmm. She didn't call him the son of Joseph. She called him the son of David. Son of Abraham, all that good stuff. But John's good. John's good, right? Can't read.
Verse 23.
What?
But he answered her not a word.
Because she was talking good, he answered how many times?
Not
a word. Y'all hear that? Go ahead and read.
And his disciples came and besought him, saying, there's no way.
There's no way.
But she cried after her.
She came after with that same old fat mouth stuff. Isn't that right?
And I'm going to read.
What happened next?
Verse 24. But he answered and said,
what?
I am not sick.
But I'm not. He told a woman of Ham, I am not sick.
Yeah.
Yes. But unto the low chief of the nation, family of Israel.
That's all I'm saying.
Wow.
Y'all got me all
over
the place, but that's not so according to the rest.
Yes, right.
Go ahead and read.
Verse 25. Then came she and worshipped him.
What did
she
do?
Then came she and
worshipped him. So you see, they had the spirit regardless. Then she came and worshipped him.
Yes.
Let's see
what
she wound up. Big, fat, black mouth.
Say, Yahweh, help me.
What'd you say?
Hey, Yahweh, help me.
Go ahead.
Verse 26. But he answered and said,
what did he say?
It is not me.
He said, it's not right. He said, it's not right, woman.
That's right. To take the children's bread and cast it to the dog.
What you call that woman?
A dog.
What woman nationality is? What can Canaan nationality is?
Heaven.
Yeah. Then y'all be talking about in the book on Sunday? He said, it's not meat to take the children of Israel bread and cast to the sons of Ham, you dogs.
Right.
How do we call them?
Dogs.
If we read this from Judas or not. Is that the Bible my dog? Is that what we read?
Did
we read it?
Did we read?
Okay, well, that's the next. I know she read an article behind this. You gonna call me a dog, or I'll read to your wife. Go ahead. Watch her read the right to Yahweh the Son. She's super mad now. It's coming. Watch her read the right in verse 27.
Verse 27 reads,
what?
And she said,
truth,
Yahweh, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs.
Look at, she agreed she was a what?
She agreed that she was a dog.
You see that? No one about you. She agreed that she was a what?
Dog.
What did she say?
Eat of the crumbs was fallen from their master's
hand. We want to look crumbs. We know we're a dog. Why don't we know that now? Go
of the
truth teaching nothing, and we'll be fit to teach something, and show you what the Bible saying be out of order. Anyway, everybody knew they rolled then, and we got to bring it back to their remembrance. Back to Brother McKay.
Hallelujah. Wow. Okay, we'll pick it back up. Now, Mother T, you can pick that Exodus. Read that chapter 2 again. I mean chapter 1 and verse 19. And we'll get a case in point here. We'll put that back on the table.
It's the chapter
1
verse
19. 1 verse
19,
yeah.
Exodus chapter 1 verse 19. And the midwife said unto Pharaoh, because the Hebrew woman are not as the Egyptian woman, for they are alive and are delivered.
The Hebrew women are not as Egyptian women. Well, they are lively, are delivered
their midwives come in unto them.
So, Yahweh let you know that the Egyptians, let it be known that there's a difference between the Hebrew women and the Egyptian women, right? So that's what we read, right?
Yes.
So let's come and find out something about this this word Hebrew that we can read. We want to put a case in point on about this word Hebrew. So, matter of fact, we're going to hold that point. We're going to go pull out something else that was spoken about this Hebrew word. So we're going to go back to... Something
that was said in the book of Leviticus. About Brother Titus.
Yes,
sir.
Pull me out about
in that
Leviticus. I need to go run something down. You run it down in Leviticus.
Yeah, I'm already
here
in the book of Leviticus.
Okay, pull me out. About that Hebrew.
Yeah.
Okay. Case point. Go to Zacharias. We're going to go to Zacharias chapter 11, verse 22. Let's pull out something else about this Hebrew. Go there for me, my brother.
All right. Zacharias chapter 11. Okay. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 22. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 22. I'm going to read it like it is. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 22.
Mm-hmm.
Are they Hebrews? Who am I? Are they Israelites? Who am I? Are they the seed of Abraham? Who am I?
So he asked what
they are Hebrews, right?
He said, so am I, right? Yeah. Let's put on the announcement about this word Hebrew.
Okay.
All right,
we'll continue.
Yeah, go ahead and pull that out now, Brother Titus. I'll run it down. One of the sentences just went down.
We'll go back to the, you talk about the
religion. Now, go and read that Hebrews up. Right now, Hebrews.
Okay, the comprehensive.
Yeah.
This is the book called The Comprehensive Analysis of the Bible. This is page 236. Word Hebrews. Hebrews, the affiliation of Hebrew is really the name given to the Israelites by other nations.
Yeah, okay, so, we come to find out that their name Hebrew was given to us by other nations, right? Okay, continue to read. Read this back from the top about their name Hebrew. Bring that back to the top. Read that one more time. What you bringing out and what you read again about this name Hebrew?
Okay, I'm bringing out the comprehensive analysis of the Bible. Page 236.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Hebrew.
Hebrew.
Okay. The affiliation of Hebrew is really the name given to the Israelites by other nations.
So that name was given to us, not by us, but by who?
Other nations.
See you read.
And not the people's own distinctive name for themselves.
So we didn't choose that name for ourselves. The other nations gave us that name, right?
That's right.
All right, continue to read.
The origin of the term is not known definitely.
Some
ascribe it to that word meaning ancestor.
So they coming up, now they're going to make this word something. Mm-hmm. They don't even have an origin for this word, but they want to make it something. They're going to say, okay, we're going to say it's an ancestor. Now, what does it say?
And others to a word meaning the Passover.
And another word means the Passover. Mm-hmm. So they use anything and everything to try to make you fit to this name some way, somehow.
Mm-hmm.
The name doesn't even exist. They don't have an origin for it, so they created a word.
That's right.
So they mean, did you finish with that?
I'm still half of it.
I got it.
It is now generally applied to all members of the race as sons of Abraham.
So now it is applied to us. They came up with something to name us. So they want to do it. They want to keep us with this Deuteronomy.
Who was his name? Who was he?
Hey.
Yeah. What they say about themselves today, brother Titus? Let's see what they say about themselves today. And Exodus chapter 9, verse 27. Now, here's what they say about themselves. Now, if you don't believe the thing, that's up to you. But here's what they say about themselves.
Go to Exodus 9:27.
We talk about the date. What do they say about their own self? Hear what they say. Queen or keeper.
Mm-hmm.
Or queen or keeper. Hear what they say about themselves. 9:27.
The second book of every chapter is the book of Exodus, chapter 9, verse 27. And Pharaoh sent a call for Moses and Aaron. And said to them, I have sinned this time. Yahweh is righteous. And I and my people are wicked.
What?
Yeah.
What they say? Yahweh.
and my people are wicked. Queen of Sheba. I and my people are what?
Wicked.
Wicked. Did you read that to do it?
Belongs to Yahweh.
Yeah.
It don't belong to no one else. He said it's mine.
Yeah, right.
All right, so what are we reading over there in the book of Exodus? Brother Tyson, we chapter 2, 16 down to 19. You turn around, give me verse 6, 7, and 1.
6, 7, and 1?
Yeah, Exodus chapter 2, from verse 16 down to 19. Come back to me, 6, 7, and 1.
But Exodus chapter 2, verse 16 and 19.
Mm-hmm.
Get down verse 6, 7, and verse 1. Exodus chapter 2, verse 16, read. Now the priest of Midian had seven doors.
Mm-hmm.
And they came and drew water.
Mm-hmm.
And filled the drops to water their father's flock.
So they came and filled the drops of water by their father's flock, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And we got, now, keep in mind that we got the priest of Midian, and he had seven dogs.
Mm-hmm.
So they going to fill up some traps. They got to do some feeding going on there. What do you read 17?
Verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
And the shepherd came and drove them away.
Mm-hmm.
But Moses stood up and helped them and watered the flock.
So the shepherds came away. So the shepherds came and told them to move all around.
Yeah.
They come over, probably do. They help them out, right?
Yeah.
All right. Continue to read.
Verse 18.
18.
When they came to Reuben, their father, he said, "How is it that you have come so soon today?"
So he looked at his daughter coming back at a certain specific time. He got them on clockwork. Like, I know my daughter's going to be here about another hour, 2 hours. Think about this time, get the clock stuff done.
Yeah.
But this thing, he noticed something different. He noticed that, the children and the daughters are back early.
Yeah.
You say, how they back so early? Now, I ain't used to seeing nothing like this. Now, oh,
right there, that's the
shepherd's around there always getting them a little trouble and stuff. I've been hearing about it. What happened different today?
Mm-hmm.
What happened different in verse 17?
Verse 17 again?
Yeah.
Exodus chapter 2, verse 17.
I mean, I'm sorry. Give me verse 18.
Verse 18.
Mm-hmm.
When they came to Uriel, their father,
mm-hmm.
he said, how is it? Did y'all come so soon today?
Verse 19.
Verse 19, and they said, an Egyptian.
What? Now they said, a who?
An Egyptian.
What did he do?
Deliver us out of the hand of the shepherd.
Uh-huh.
And also drew water.
Uh-huh.
He got four.
Uh-huh.
And watered the flock.
So they called the one that came to help them out an Egyptian.
Yeah.
They said he the one that helped them with the shepherd.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, so now keep something in mind here. Who came to help them with the shepherds of the flock in verse 17 that we can read?
Mm-hmm.
What are we reading, Brother Simon? Who came to help?
Chapter 2, verse 17 reads.
Uh-huh.
And the shepherd came and drove them away.
Uh-huh.
But Moses stood up.
Okay, so the shepherd, he said the shepherd came and drove away, but Moses stood up.
Yeah.
When he stood up, what did he do? He helped them, right?
He helped them.
Uh-huh, and he helped them water the flock. So, what we read in, since Moses came to help them, let's get an identification of who Moses is in the book of Exodus chapter 2. Pick it up in
read
verse
6,
verse
7,
and verse 1.
Read verse 1, let's
okay, read verse
1
first.
Let's make a sound. All right, the book of Exodus chapter 2, verse 1. And there was a man of the family of Levi.
So we got a man that's coming from the family of Levi, uh-huh.
And took to wife a daughter of Levi.
And he took to wife a daughter of Levi.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we got a man of Levi and a daughter of Levi.
Yeah.
Got two Levites came together.
That's right.
Continue to read in verse 6.
Verse 6 and verse 7 read. And when she had opened it,
mm-hmm.
she saw the child. And behold, the babe wept.
The babe wept, uh-huh.
And she had compassion on him
mm-hmm.
and said,
this
is one of the Hebrew children.
This is one of the Hebrew children. They were that word again, old Hebrew.
Hallelujah.
Why? Verse 7?
Verse 7. Then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, shall I go and call to you a nurse of the Hebrew woman?
So here we go again, this word Hebrew popping back in there. But we come to find out that, this one they call the Hebrew was from the tribe of Levi.
Yeah.
And this one that they call the Hebrew, mama was a Levi and his daddy was a Levi.
Yeah.
And we come to find out that this word Hebrew is just a polluted word for Israel.
Yeah.
So they That means wow. This man was not a Pharaoh. I mean, not an Egyptian. He wasn't a Pharaoh either. This man wasn't Egyptian, but he was a Hebrew, right?
Yeah.
That means right. Hebrew is the exclusive word for Israelite.
Right.
Because Hebrew was given to us by the other nations. So right. Every time we see inside of this Bible, Hebrew, we know, besides you get to read about Abraham, they come to Abraham.
Mm.
We know that Hebrew is a polluted word for Israelite.
And so when we read that great big book called the Book of the Hebrews, it's read to look for what?
Israelite. The Book of the Israelite.
Yeah.
So when you see, like, it's just there. When you see that big old book, it says Hebrew is front of. Even your life. Language wouldn't even call it because the middle of that word came from another language. Yeah. That word just dropped out of the sky.
Yeah.
That word came from space somewhere with the astronaut man coming and anybody else coming.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's where it came from. What are we reading over there in the book of Acts? Pick it up, Brother Titus. Give me, that's back. Mother Eve. Give me Exodus. Pick it up with Brother Titus in chapter 2. Give me verse 23 and 25. We're going back. Look, stay over there. Exodus chapter 2, verse 23 and 25.
Read
yes. Now you, Mother E, bring me to Exodus chapter 23 and verse 25. So we back at it. We just found out that Yahweh has respect unto the children of Israel.
Yeah.
What are we reading over there, Mother G.F. Israel? We're going to Matthew chapter 2. And we want verse 12, 13, 19 down to 21. Now, Yahweh said he had respect to the children of Israel. We also come to find out that he hasn't said anything about no Hebrews, that he's going to talk to some Hebrews or anything like that. He said he's going to talk to the children of Israel.
Right.
He said he's going to respect to the children of Israel. Never was anything stated about him saying that you are Hebrew.
Mm.
Anything stated about call yourself that and accept what other nations gave you. What are we reading over there, Mother G?
It's like Matthew chapter 2,
verse 12, 13, 19, and 21.
12, 13,
to
what?
19, 21. Yeah, we want to make sure that we got this down pat, Mother, because we want to find out about this land of the Hebrews that keeps saying.
Hallelujah.
Matthew chapter 2, verse 12 to 21.
We want Matthew chapter 2. We want verse 12, 13, 19, down to 21.
Matthew chapter 2, verse 12 to 13, 19 to 22. 21. Matthew chapter 2, verse 12. And being warned of Yahweh in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 13. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of Yahweh appeared to Joseph in a dream,
mm-hmm.
saying, arise and take your young child and his mother and flee into Egypt and be thou there until I bring you word. For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him.
Read that again, Mother. You lost. Read that again. Mm-hmm. One word and come out right. Mm-hmm. I ain't going to say it like that.
Three words. Matthew chapter 2, verse 12. Matthew chapter 2, verse 12. And being warned of Yahweh in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. Verse 13. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of Yahweh appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt. And be thou there until I bring thee word. For Herod will seek the young child.
Now read that one verse again.
That was verse 13.
Read that again.
Read 13 again?
Yeah, read it again. Point it here. Read it again.
Matthew chapter 2, verse 13. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of Yahweh appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother.
Take the young child and his mother. Mm-hmm.
Okay, his mother. And flee into Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
And be thou there until I bring...
Take the young child and his mother. Take the young child and his mother. You have taken it like take your child and his mother. So this ain't
see notice about his life count. He's just Joseph boy.
Right.
So now the little spirit ain't gonna say no stuff like that.
Right.
World of it. Take the young child. Read it again one more time.
And when they were departed, behold, the angel of Yahweh appeared to Joseph in a dream.
And what verse going on? I'm looking at it. I don't see nothing. I know what you're saying, but in my mind, I can't find it. I don't know what verse.
It's Matthew chapter
2. Oh, I'm in Luke. Come on. Okay, I'm in Luke, but it's right. Like, don't see it. All right, Luke. All right, go ahead. Get you to Luke.
Matthew chapter
2. Yeah, okay, go ahead. Look real good.
Matthew chapter
2,
verse
13. Yeah.
And when they were departed,
they had departed.
Behold, the angel of Yahweh appeared to Joseph.
Call his name Yahweh the Son.
And his name gonna be called Yahweh the Son.
for he shall save his people,
his people,
from their sins.
Good.
Verse 22. Now all this is done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of Yahweh by the Spirit, saying, 24. Then Joseph began being raised from sleep again as the ministering spirit of Yahweh had bidden him and took unto him his wife.
You see that? Because Joseph was, well, at first there was Joseph was told about this thing. Well, he was troubled. What can I read that L? Joseph, he was troubled about this thing. He said, well, this woman here already pregnant. I know I ain't getting that. He was troubled about this thing. What verse is that? What can I read Joseph when he said he was troubled about this thing? What can I read that? That he was troubled about this thing. Can I read it anyway?
One word.
and his seed. I never knew no man. And what the word knew means, back up and get a precept of it. Mother D.F. Israel, Genesis 4, verse 1. What do that word mean? I never knew no man. Precept is Bible. Paint that picture. Go to the fourth chapter and paint it.
Verse 12.
and being warned of Yahweh in a dream that they should not return to Hira, they departed into their home country another way.
Mm-hmm.
13. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of Yahweh appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother.
Mm-hmm.
And flee into Egypt.
So he told him to go flee into Egypt. Uh-huh.
And be thou there until I bring these words.
So he told him, you sit on the outside, get your own back, and I bring you word.
For here I will speak to the young child that you destroy him.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 19. But when here I was dead, behold, an angel of Yahweh appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt.
Mm-hmm. So we got an angel that appears to Joseph in Egypt, right?
Yeah.
So here we got Joseph being told to go to Egypt. And if he's sitting in Egypt, finish knocking that out, most before I go to Israel.
Verses
11.
Saying, arise and take the young child and his mother.
Take the young child and his mother. Mm-hmm.
And go into the land of Israel.
So what's the name of the land?
Israel.
So he just told him, take the young child and his mother and go into the land of Israel. But we heard earlier it said it was the land of the Hebrews. According to Genesis chapter 40, verse 15.
That's right.
So what happened now? I mean, the men spirit of them, they knew it wasn't no Hebrews there.
Mm.
They called them, this is the land of Israel. Mm-hmm.
For they are dead with salt, the young child's life.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 21.
21.
And he arose and took the young child and his mother.
Mm-hmm.
And came into the land of Israel.
So he came up into the land of Israel, but not the land of the Hebrews. If it say land of the Hebrews, then show me that that's the land of the Hebrews. The mentioned spirit is not going to come and call something that they know it's not. They don't call it the land of the Hebrews because we come to find out that that word came from man. And Yahweh said, what did he say, Mother Z? What did he say that we can read over there in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 4, give me verse 2. What did he say over there in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 2? He said something over there. But you got to keep something in mind. He called it the land of the Israelites, but he also said the land of the Hebrews. And we're coming to find out that name was given to us by the other 17, by the 17 nations. So, what you reading over there, Mother Z?
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 2.
Yeah, we are. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 2.
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 2. Verse 2. He shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall he demand out from it, that he might keep the sure instruction of the Yahweh, your Yahweh, which I command you.
Since they did, Proverbs, give me chapter 30, give me verse 4, I'm give me 5 and 6. So Yahweh said, don't add to his word. He said, Yahweh, let us know that don't diminish our promise. So if you get to call yourself in Hebrew, you done diminished from the word.
Hallelujah.
If you get to call yourself in Hebrew, you done added to his word.
That's right.
We're going to Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5 to verse 6. You can't add to Yahweh's word. And it's our job, according to the true Israelite, is to do correct. What do you say over there that we can read, Sister A.B.? Give me Proverbs chapter 30. Give me verse 5 and verse 6.
Proverbs chapter
30.
Verse 5 and 6.
Uh-huh.
Verse 5. Every word of Yahweh is pure,
Wherever we can read, our mother GF Israel, Psalms, chapter 12, verse 6. We want to make sure that every word, what it says, every word of Yahweh is pure. Okay, so we want to find out what he means by that. What he says, the word of Yahweh is pure.
Psalms, chapter 12, verse 6. The words of Yahweh are pure words.
The words of Yahweh are pure words.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And silver tried in the furnace of earth.
Mm-hmm.
Purified seven times.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
All right, let's go back over there to Brother Tyler, what you got? Let's bring that on here before we go back over to the same field.
All right, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 14. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
Sister Judith. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 14.
Yeah.
Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 14 reads, I know that whatsoever Yahweh doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And Yahweh doeth that men should fear before him.
So Yahweh does everything. Read that again, Sister Judith.
Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 14. I know that whatsoever Yahweh doeth, it shall be forever.
Yeah.
Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it.
That's right.
And Yahweh doeth that men should fear before him.
Mm. Yahweh say that he does not, man can't say nothing from it.
Yeah.
So, what you read over there, Sister A.B.? Go ahead and knock that out. Add something to that. Sister A.B., what you reading over there? We're going back over there to Proverbs
chapter 30, verse 5. Every word of Yahweh is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him.
So every word of Yahweh is pure. We come to find out that the word of Yahweh is pure itself. It is tried in the furnace of earth, purified seven times.
Yeah.
Verse 6.
Add you not unto his word.
You don't add to Yahweh's word. What do you say if you add his word? So you ask the Yahweh word, and right now, all the ones that call themselves Hebrew Israelites, I'm saying using that word, you add to Yahweh's word, and you are being found alive.
Mm.
You can't add to Yahweh's word. What are we reading over there? That's the last one? Okay. So we're going to go, let's pick it up now. Mother D, matter of fact, Mother E, pick that Matthew chapter 19 down to 21 back up. Can you put it down, Mother E? Mother D?
Matthew?
Yeah, we're going back to Matthew chapter 2. Take a peek over there. I think we finished that out. Finish that 21 out. Yeah, we finished that 21 now. Give me Acts chapter 21, verse 37.
Chapter 21, verse 37. And as Paul was to be led into the court.
Castle.
He said unto the chief captain, may I speak unto you? Who said, can you speak Greek.
And stop right there, Mom. Now, at Key 79 here, man, remember, we had Yahuwah's son, mother, and we had Joseph that had, his spirit had told Joseph to go to the land of Egypt. But we come to find out that these two have some familiarity in complexion. Because
right.
All throughout as we read here, they kept saying, mistaking the Israelites to be compared to looking like Egyptians.
Right.
Was it the attire they was talking about?
Mm.
Or is he referring to the complexion going on?
Hallelujah.
So what are we reading over there in verse 38, Mother Z? Because we just got down reading 37.
Mm.
And they said, who said, can you speak Greek? So they asked Paul about what he could speak. Now they asked him what he could speak. What did they say in verse 38?
Verse 38. Are not thou this Egyptian?
Are not thou that Egyptian?
Are not thou that Egyptian which before this day made an uproar and led out into the wilderness 4,000 men that were murderers.
Murderers. So they just asked Paul, they say, aren't you that Egyptian?
Yeah.
Aren't you that Egyptian that one made all that uproar over there, and over there in that wilderness over there with all them men that were killed?
Mm.
Ain't you that same Egyptian man over there?
Yeah. I got some.
What you got over there, Brother
Tyson? Amos chapter 9, verse 7, Sister Judy. Amos chapter 9, verse 7. It's a comparison.
That's right.
There's a comparison between us and the so-called Hamite people.
That's right.
Amos chapter 9, verse 7, Sister Judy, Israel, see what? Amos chapter 9, verse 7.
Amos chapter 9, verse 7 reads, Are you not as children of the
Ethiopian?
That's it, go ahead. Unto me, O children of Israel, save the Yahuwah. Have not I brought up Israel out of the land of Egypt and the Philippines from
capital
and the Syrians from Turkey?
So your parents, the children of Israel, are not the children of the Cushites. Because the word Ethiopian is no genealogy of that word at all, period.
That's right.
It don't belong in there. It's like the word Hebrew that's running Micaiah on right now.
That's right.
Exactly. So all that polluted word comes from your mind. It don't belong there.
Hallelujah.
Can I add one to that, Brother
Micaiah?
Hallelujah.
If
we put that Ethiopian on the table, we might as well just deal the deal, right? Hallelujah. Look at Jeremiah. Mother D of Israel, Jeremiah 13:23. Let's see what he's trying to compare here. He's saying they dress like your brother said. And he compared the way they dress. Let's see what they really are looking at here. Jeremiah 13:23, Mother D of Israel. Let's see what.
Jeremiah 13:23. Can the Ethiopian change his skin, or the leopard his spots? Then may you also do good that are accustomed to do evil.
We know the Ethiopian can't change his skin, neither can Israel. He was compared to the Ethiopians. Back over to you, Brother Micaiah, Jeremiah from the tribe of Yabda and Judah.
Hallelujah. Wow. We get a couple more in, then I'm gonna hand it over to Brother Titus over there. Let's go to Romans 11:1. Let's do it. Go to Romans 11. Let's pick it up at verse 1. way that it always had a blend in between the children of Israel and the Hamites.
Yes.
Right? Because we always had a very close resemblance and complexion. Yes. You got to remember this different complexion they come in is Genesis 25:25.
Yes.
Everybody on earth look alike.
Mm.
But that Genesis 25:25.
That's what shades of brown.
Mm-hmm. All types of shades of brown. So you want to say black. The world was black.
Yeah.
The world was Negro complex.
Mm.
You want to use it like that? The world was dark. And then Genesis 25:25.
That's right.
What you reading over there, Sister Judith?
Romans chapter 11, verse 1 reads, I say then, have Yahweh cast away his people?
So Yahweh said, have Yahweh cast away his people?
Yeah. Yahweh forbid.
Yahweh forbid.
For I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham,
of
the tribe of Benjamin.
So now we have right here, we have in Romans chapter 11, verse 1, we have Paul let it be known that he is an Israelite. Abraham. And he also let it be known his tribe.
Mm.
What you reading over there for me, Mother D? Not Mother D, I'll come back to you. Mother E, can you give me Philippians chapter 3, verse 5. We're going to swing around that way. And since now we know that word Hebrew is Ezra chapter 2, verse 62, since they did. My mother, he's going to grab me that Philippians chapter 3, verse 5. Since they did, turn me a phone over there and read me ETRA. Give me chapter 2, verse 62.
Yeah, that's the
preacher.
We're
going to ETRA chapter 2, verse 62.
Among
those
that
were reckoned
by genealogy, but they were not found. Therefore, were they as
polluted, put from the people. So that means if you don't have the genealogy, or you don't have the records, you can't be found inside of this book. Mm-hmm. That means that word Hebrew is polluted. Polluted is all outdoors. So we come to find out that there's no father in his name Hebrew.
That's right.
And we can't tie that word Hebrew into no one. We come to find out, according to what we can read in that comprehensive analyst.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That, what page that was on? You still got the page there?
Yes, sir. Right in front of me, right here.
What's that page number?
236.
On 236, that word is given to us about the name.
Yes, right.
They don't know you. They don't have an origin for that name.
That's right.
So we went on and took on that name that we didn't even take, that we did not give ourselves. So that word is just as polluted as all I know. Now, what you read over there, Mother? In Philippians chapter 3, verse 5, and now that we know that word Hebrew is polluted, you go ahead and make the correction, Mother.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, we're going to Philippians chapter 3, verse 5.
The book of Philippians. Chapter 3, verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
Circumcised the eighth day
mm-hmm.
of the stock of Israel,
mm-hmm.
of the tribe of Benjamin,
mm-hmm.
and Hebrew to do the Israelites,
mm-hmm.
of the Hebrews, as touching polluted the Israelites, as touching the Torah instruction mm-hmm. of Pharisee.
So here we got right here that Paul said, hey man, look here. I want to circumcise one that was circumcised in that eighth day. Mm. I'm from that stock. Genealogy of Israel.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make it more better for you. I ain't just from the stock and genealogy of Israel. I'm from that tribe that had that first king.
Mm.
I'm from Saul, I'm from that Benjamin.
Yeah.
I'm a Israelite. Oh, the Israelites. Mm. And right. Nothing the law of the recognize his position, why he don't recognize yours? Second Chronicles chapter 11, verse 22. Mother D, knock that out for me. Second Chronicles chapter 2. Give me verse 22. And we got to case the point strongly about this word Hebrew. We got to case the point about this land that they say the land of the Hebrews. You come to find out that that's the land of Israel.
Israel.
Now what you reading over there in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 22? Mother D of Israel. We want to make sure you get a strong case of point. Because in the court of law, they say they got to have evidence, the proof, the practice, and everything. But we got the best practice in life they're ever going to give us, and that's our book.
Yeah.
We got the court of law right here in our hands.
Mm.
And all we got to do is say, prove the record in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 22.
Hallelujah. 2
Corinthians chapter 11, verse 22.
Yeah, what did we read over there, Mother?
Are they Hebrews?
Hey, well, mm-hmm. Hebrews, what would be right there, Mother? Now we know that that word is believed.
Okay. Are they Israelites?
Hallelujah. Wow.
So am I.
He said, I'm an Israelite too, mm-hmm. like you.
Mm-hmm. Are
they Israelites?
Mm-hmm.
So am I.
Hallelujah.
Are they the seed of Abraham? Are they the seed of Abraham, Israelites?
Mm-hmm. So am I.
And so am I. So any of these, no room to say that he was anything but Israel. And he let it be known that you Israel, I am too. You first see Abraham, so am I. So I'm going to ask you, are you an Israelite or are you a Hebrew? If you say you're a Hebrew, I'm not going to say so am I. If you are an Israelite, I'm saying so am I.
Where
do I have you from?
Yes,
and on that note, I'm going to hand it over to our teacher, Brother Titus, Israel, Steve, Roy, Travis, y'all got to do.
Hallelujah. What? Give it up for that brother Makai, young lion from the tribe of Yahshua. Give it up for the brother.
All right, to the feet of it, for Israel, give me Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
That's right. The righteous spirit will teach you in that same hour what you ought to say. Ought to say. All right. Hold on, chapter. Sister Judy. Give me chapter 14, 26.
John chapter 14, verse 17 reads, even the spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not.
What's the spirit of truth? What spirit is this? All right, we get warmed up here, Sister Judy. Okay. All right, give me John chapter 14, verse 6. Give me John chapter 14. Oh, you was reading Luke 12, right? Oh, yeah, give me John 14, verse 6.
John chapter 14, verse 6 reads, Yahweh the Son said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Yahweh the Son is the truth. Okay, this truth. Okay. This truth is John 17:17. Mother Gia of Israel. John 17:17.
John
St. John, chapter 17, verse 17. Sanctify them through your truth.
Mm-hmm.
Your word is truth.
Yes, your word is truth. Your word is truth.
Okay. All right, okay, now, Sister Judith. Give me that, give me Psalms 119. Give me a couple of little commentaries. Give me Psalms 119, 142, 144. And 151. Psalms 119.
142. Psalms 119, 142 reads, "Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy true instruction is the truth." 144.
Your instruction is the truth.
The righteousness of thy testimony is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live.
Sorry about keeping the first five books to instruction. That's what you understand in God's
text.
151.
Thou art near, O Yahuwah, and all thy Torah instructions are true.
All thy Torah instructions are true. Okay. All right, at Daniel. Daniel 10. At Daniel chapter 10. You hold this up already? My dear, are you hold this thing? Okay. Yes, get that Daniel chapter 10. That's the first two lines. That's all I want out of that. Daniel chapter 10, verse 21. The first two lines.
James chapter 10, verse 21. But I will show you that which is noted in the scripture of truth.
I'll show you which is noted in the scripture of truth.
Yeah. The
scriptures of truth. I'm going to show you exactly what this, what it means by the scriptures of truth right here. Yahuwah. All right, I got a example here to the Jews. Give me Luke. Give me Luke. Give me Luke chapter 24. Look at that verse, Luke chapter 24, verse 27, Sister Judith.
Luke 24, verse 27 reads, "And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures and things concerning himself."
Okay, I know you see the word prophet there, so... Okay, this word prophet means here, so we have to get you straight on that. This prophet, that's what another word for what, but it is. Let me have 1 Samuel chapter 9 real quick. It says the word prophet. No prophet in this case. Go to 1 Samuel chapter 9. Yahuwah. 1 Samuel chapter 9, 6 to 9. Mother Z.
1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 6 to 9.
Yahuwah. Yes, ma'am.
1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 6 to 9, verse 6. And he said unto him, "Behold,
Now there is in the city a man of Yahweh, and he is an righteous,
honorable man.
All that he says come certainly to pass.
Amazing is gonna happen. What he said is gonna happen. Mm-hmm. Not what that means. Surely come to pass.
Now let us go hither from
Provincia.
He can show us our way that we should go.
He can show us our way that we should go, right?
Yeah, that's the man of Yahweh does, right?
That's right. Show us our way that we should go.
Hallelujah, bro.
Show us our way that we should go. Okay. Show us our way that we should go. Okay. The priest always said to me, our way that we should go. What do you mean by show us our way? The way of what? Show us our way that we should go. All right, let's go to, let's see. A little bit something in the Psalms.
What's the way?
So what's our way?
I'm gonna get you one now on that way. We're gonna pick it up. Yeah, while he's pulling that out. We're gonna pick it up, Mother D. Go to John chapter 14, pick it up at verse 5.
St. John chapter 14, verse 6.
Yeah, what do you read?
Yahweh the Son said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
So Yahweh the Son said, I am the way. Go back over to Brother Titus' Jesus' words.
Okay. Yeah, he's the way, Yahweh the Son. Okay. The way of justice, way of righteousness. That's what I'm looking for. Way of righteousness. Elder Yahda Israel. You know what that verse said? The way of righteousness. I remember seeing that verse.
Way of righteousness.
Yes, sir.
Who's
me, brother? Why you put that out? Let me get the precept in. One more time, Mother G.F. Israel. While you running that way down, I'm just popping it out, looking for him with him. Tell me to St. John chapter 8, verse 32. If you stand on the truth, when you get the truth, what happens in what happens with this truth in St. John chapter 8, verse 32?
St. John chapter 8, verse 32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
So what does the truth go do?
Make you free.
So there you go. When we get the truth makes you free. See, we come to find out the truth is a strong line of trust in Yahweh, right? The first five, most of the five. And that's what's going to make you free.
All right, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 11.
Proverbs 4, verse 11 reads, I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in right path.
I taught you the way of wisdom. What wisdom starts with?
If you desire wisdom, keep the 12 instructions.
So if you want wisdom, what you gotta be doing first?
keep the Torah instructed.
Yes.
You got to keep the first five books. That's that foundation.
Hallelujah.
That's the record.
Hallelujah.
Call the record.
Hallelujah.
Yahweh.
And
Yahweh
shall give her unto you.
Yeah. Yahweh will give it up and give it to you, huh?
Verse 27. For the fear of Yahweh is wisdom and instruction, and faith and meekness are his delight.
Meekness is his life. Gotta have some meekness in you. Got some meekness in you. All right. So that's it right there. Okay. All right. Okay, I was left off at 1 Samuel real quick. All right. Back to that 1 Samuel chapter 9. I'm coming back to that 1 Samuel chapter 9 here. And I know you read the word prophet, so I have to come here.
All the broadcasts are open. We got Facebook. We got Instagram. We got TikTok. Not TikTok yet, but we on our way to TikTok too. We'll be there in a little while. We just getting our Facebook and Instagram going right now. You come to get all 12 tracks. And we got Blog Talking Up.
That's right. All right. Okay, back to that 1 Samuel chapter 9. Who's reading that?
1 Samuel 9:6-9, verse 63. And he said unto him, Behold now, there is in this city a man of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
And he is an honorable man. All that he says cometh surely to pass. Now let us go thither. Preadventure, he can show us our way that we should go.
Preach out which way we should go. Now the first five back of the seed, John, man, Yahweh, can push back to the first five books.
Hallelujah.
Verse 7. Then said Saul to his servant, But behold, if we go, what shall we bring the man? For the bread is spent in our vessels.
Yeah, what you got bring the man in Yahweh?
Right.
So this is scripture here. So we gotta be feeling this.
And,
what should we bring the man?
And there is not a present to bring to the man of Yahweh. What have we?
Verse 8.
Servant answered Saul again and said, Behold, I have here at the hand the fourth part of a,
shekel
of silver that will I give to the man of Yahweh to tell us our way.
They do a Bible, shekels of silver. You see, these are valuable, like gold, shekels of silver.
Verse 9.
Verse 9.
Before time in Israel, when a man went to inquire of Yahweh, thus he spake, Come and let us go to the seer, for he that is now called a prophet was before time called a seer.
Okay, now what you got to know? Okay, what's that verse 9 talking about? Okay, was he before time he was called what?
A seer.
Okay.
And for that he is now called a... Come and let us go to the seer, for he that is now called a prophet was before time called a seer.
See, before time he was called a seer. Okay? So this prophet, just like these other words, like the word Hebrew, it don't belong there. It's disbelieved. It's an Ezra 2:62. No genealogy to it. It's something that came up with their mind. You see, we Sister Judith. We gotta do a what? A Corinthians 2:11. First Corinthians 2:11.
Outside, yeah, you let him. All right, it's back to where we at. Okay.
He said, give a life unto the world. Okay, what world is this? Give a life unto the world. He's talking about getting in the body. Let's be clear about what world he's talking about. Let's be clear about what world he's talking about. Hold that. Number 13. John chapter 13, 14. Sister Judith. Make that, before you get that there, give me verse 10, get Wall up here. That verse 10. Yeah, John chapter 4, verse 10.
John chapter 4, verse
10. Let's read all the way down to verse 14. 10-14.
John chapter 4, verse 10 reads, Yahweh the Son answered and said unto her, if thou knowest the gift of Yahweh, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water.
Giving you living water.
Verse 11. The woman said unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water?
He's talking about the well,
Verse 12. Art thou greater than our father Israel, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle?
Exactly. You see, going right there to cattle, you know, that carnal mindset.
Verse 13. Yahweh the Son answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about the water in the cattle, you're going to thirst again. You're talking about that cattle. You're going to drink of that, drink of this water to thirst again.
Yeah.
Verse 14. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life.
Bring it up to everlasting life. Back to that job. That's what you bought, that everlasting life. That's what you want to pray.
Hallelujah.
That one life. Yahweh. All right, back to that John chapter 6 real quick. Okay. Back to John chapter 6. Okay, use that, verse 36 now.
John chapter 5, verse 36. But I said unto you that you also have seen me and believe not.
You also have seen me and believe not.
Verse 37. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me.
All that the Father given me should come to me. Go ahead. All that he gives should come to him. Go ahead.
And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out.
They know that come to me, so you will not wise cast you out. Good. Okay, verse 38.
Verse 38. For I come down from heaven not to do my own will.
Okay, let's get down. Okay, get down verse 49 through 51.
Verse 49, John 5, verse 49 to 50. Verse 49, I am that bread of life.
He's that bread of life. Y'all said he's that bread of life. Go ahead. Verse
49, your father did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead.
Mm. The wilderness are dead. Talk about the brain side. In the mind.
Hallelujah.
Yahweh, verse 50.
John 6.
This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof.
That's what you want to eat. That is the bread that comes up. Verse 50.
This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof.
Not that. That's what he was made to eat thereof, but not that. Verse 51.
Verse 51. I am the living bread which cometh down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give him is my flesh, which I give for the life of the world.
In the life of the world. again for the life of the world. So we know the world is talking about.
Let me chime in, Brother Titus.
Yes, sir.
In front of Mother Dear of Israel. Let's look at Deuteronomy 8. Deuteronomy 8, verse 2 and 3. Let's see if I can add to the conversation here. Deuteronomy 8, verse 2 and 3. Talking about that bread. He said, eat the bread of life.
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep at that thing.
Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 2 and 3.
Yes, ma'am.
Yep. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 2 and 3, verse 2.
Uh-huh.
And thou shalt remember all the ways which
Yahweh,
your Yahweh, led you these 40 years in the wilderness
mm-hmm.
to humble you and to prove you to know what was in thy mind.
Hallelujah. What?
Whether thou wouldest keep this sort of instruction or not.
Verse number 3.
Verse 3.
Yes, ma'am.
And he humbled you and suffered you to hunger and fed you with manna.
Mm-hmm.
Thou knowest not, neither did your fathers know, that he might make you known,
Jeremiah 15:15. Let's see about this bread we got.